Buddy, where everything okay?
Good. Are you all mandolin pickers? How many are mandolin pickers? Wanna be, well.
There you go. Well, lie about it. How many are mandolin pickers? In the mail, my dad did a record called Early Dawn, and along with that were some records that David had put out to that point, and that completely flipped me upside down. And I have the greatest respect for this man right here. He's I've said it before, but besides my father, he is. My musical hero. Right there he is. I'm sitting beside him. So teach them what you taught me.
That's a large order to live up to. The question was, how do you develop melodies and chords at the same time? Is that kind of
out of the chord structure?
Out of the chord structure? Well, when I started writing melodies, which I did, the first one I did on purpose, sort of, because I noticed all my mandolin heroes. I had four, pretty much. Bill Monroe, Bobby Osborne, and Jesse McReynolds, and Frank Wakefield were my heroes. And I noticed they all wrote original mandolin tunes. So one day I said, I have to write a tune. So I actually started, I'm not sure exactly how it started, but I appropriated a chord progression. See, you can't copyright a chord progression. Or, you know, there are many melodies that can go over a given chord progression. And bluegrass music has, you know, kind of a limited number of chord progressions that you can go through before it kind of doesn't sound like bluegrass anymore. So, but of course, I threw in a couple of different ones in there, but I took a chord progression from a song that Frank Wakefield had written. It's the first part of this tune, and the song he wrote was called I Couldn't Leave Well Enough Alone. And the chords, to show you guys, these guys are really quick. They work faster than anybody. So the chords of this are
thank you.
song, that was it. So I wanted to have a bridge in my song.
Yeah.
So I came up with, now I'm not sure whether I got the melody first or the chords, but maybe the chords. For some reason I wanted to go to D minor. And then change it to D major.